Before that, just want to assist members. We were recording the last meeting that was discussing the question of the choice of termination in the traditional health practitioner field. We were then introducing the portfolio committee to take the field back for public hearing. The subject was then supposed to come out in the paper, in the last Sunday paper, and so on. I'm informed by the committee section at Kuyoka here that the Sunday time did not publish the advert to Sunday. The reason they give is that they didn't pay for the coverage, and then they have apology to that. They have just promised that they will be having an advert this coming Sunday and also the following Sunday. The city press also was going to be able to, the Sowetan was also going to be ensuring that it was also being covered this weekend and week. So that at least it could then allow us time on the 13th of November as we begin to deliberate on the situation in terms of the public hearing perspective and then formal deliberations on the 16th. So that before we arrive, Parliament, in the end of the last session of Parliament, we should have completed what the situation. So, we then, at least, we shall be able to know that the process is moving apace in terms of that. So far, we have not yet received anything in terms of the people to make submission. But when the process has been closed, the committee has to be updated. For me, we'd like, therefore, having said that, to take with the report for the Eastern Cape visit. One of the problems we are facing is that the members haven't had time to raise the report. But I would like to suggest that we keep ourselves till about 11 o'clock to raise quickly and then start liberating as you can see other members of the area of the state. Then start liberating the state of the area of the state. And then I take the rest of the city to the area of the state. Here we are, you present the report to yourself. Thank you. Remember the present report, you present your report, you will realize, of course, that the number of issues that we need to as we said, some of them we need have been said in the report, that we show us ahead, that we are in due pace, that the time allowing we need to be the process of 40 years ahead, so that we can then go to what we have accomplished, so that we can then go back to the distinctive leadership, or the ministry, the superintendent general and others, to find out having visited the organ and having taken note of some of the issues, having also considered some of the areas that have been raised, like the engaging of the Minister of Health, and that we then be able to check as to how far some of the areas have been addressed, as we address that success or plan to address that. And I think that mission is still outstanding. It will have made it to see what we support maybe to do as soon as possible and to complete the decision duty, or to then begin to identify perhaps the anything for following up the report. But I think what is most important for us now is to ensure that this is what is safe. If there are no issues, to discuss, members can move for the adoption. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I have a few issues, but before I get there, I agree we must set a time to go to the Port Elizabeth complex. So I think what we should do as MPs, before we start going, is go back to the two conferences we visited to make sure that the challenges and the targets and that the center we're going to achieve have been met ourselves, so we go see for ourselves. But on the first page, I'm from a personal point of view, I was under this clear impression. Terrible reports in the media about the stillborn death. That was my impression of where we went. And then on page 4, Roman numeral 2, which is the challenges facing the complex, shortage of staff, especially doctors and pharmacists. And I asked several times, and Duke and the CEO gave me the assurance that we would get a full list of all the actual and optimal vacancies each post at all the posts at the hospital, and it's not attached to the report. Now, how many doctors do they actually have, and how many are they supposed to have, so we can see what the vacancy rate is. I raised it twice in the meeting, and I think you got a bit irritable with me, saying that you have been guaranteed or assured of getting the information, and I took your word and the CEO's word, and there's no, that information does not appear there at all. So that's one. On page 6, the table of infection. I think so, the CEO was quite candid and open with us. The table of infection obviously needs renovation. I mean, they were open about that. It's not suitable. You know, they were saying it wasn't appropriate for the amount of casualties that they receive generally on a daily basis. I know that it was empty when we went, but I don't think it's got to do with the weather. I think maybe if you just went on a good day, so I don't know if that last sentence should come out yet. Some attributed this to the weather conditions, which was in fact not too bad to justify the poor turnout. I mean, if someone's got a casualty, an emergency, it's irrelevant what the weather's like. You know? I mean, I would, but that's, you know, it's good. And then, then on page 9, to do the Pharaoh Hospital, the maternity section. I think we must note in paragraph 1, it says, amongst the improvements made here were the trimming of a big tree that sits by the entrance and two phone lights. But that was all done, if we honest with ourselves, after the media report, not before. And it should be stated there. Then on page 10, point 4, beds in the labour ward have been increased. But, I mean, we went to the extension of the labour ward, if you want to put it that way. Basically, they admitted it was, there weren't proper rooms, they didn't have the right beds or anything there. It was done because of the media report. They had these rooms on that passage alongside the maternity ward. And yes, they're trying to do something, but it's all after the fact of the media report. And we need to find out whether or not they've got the proper equipment there as well. And then also we need to also mention, which wasn't here, that, I mean, the maternity ward was fitted out with new and matching duvets and curtains, which is, we know, was brought in after the media report about her hospital. No hospital has duvets, no government hospital, no private hospitals do. And the fact that it was there to show us and the minister that things are okay, when quite clearly they weren't. Then point 5, in reaction to the story that has been running the media over stillborn, the staff of the hospital made it very clear this meeting that they were disturbed at the lack of facts in this regard. But what are the facts about the stillborn death? It doesn't say. I mean, what are the facts? Why have 2,000 babies been stillborn over the last 10 years? As there are many factors that attribute to babies not becoming stillborn, babies being born stillborn, and it carries on. So I think we need to stipulate what the facts are and what were the reasons for it. Then on same page, Roman numeral 3. It doesn't make sense, that particular paragraph. It's dramatically incorrect. I'll just read it out. As much as equipment as never and is never a contributing factor in this regard, there is, however, lack of skilled staff to operate the equipment. So, I don't know what that, that needs to be reworded before we can agree on that one. Then on Roman numeral 4, just below that, responding to a question from the utility member on the equipment that had been ordered, the doctor who visited her indicated that the equipment doctor had been ordered long before the media story came out. And then if you just link that to page 12, Roman numeral 3, it says all equipment was ordered on the 20th of July and received on the 21st of July. Now, Chair, without being rude, I don't have to say this to schools, no one orders equipment one day and receives it the next in any public institution. I'm sorry. You know, no one's taking me for a school. And if you look at Annex A, it does say the 25th ordered and it would arrive on the 21st. But, Chair, more importantly, the media report in the dispatch, and I'm just going to refer to my SMS because I've got the exact date, was issued on the 12th of July, 8 days before the order was supposed to be made. So, you know, we've been misled by the committee. And that's a fact. You can go into the website of the dispatch and see what day they do the story. So that doesn't make sense at all. And the fact is, so we should be asking, how does a hospital receive equipment one day after ordering it? Because, it doesn't happen in the public sector. It doesn't happen in private hospitals, I'm sure, as well. And here again, I think we are being misled. Then on page 11, point 9, after the century, there were long queues and sometimes patients waiting for 3 hours. I mean, there we you know, what's the solution? What's the time frame to address that? That's one of the issues we should be going back and looking at. You know, after you've done PE, we'll go back to Pharaoh and see if they've done something about the dispensary in the 3 hours. Then on page 12, Roman numeral 4, just below the point about the ordering. The funding used to arise will be boxed for the flood wheelchair and not for the purchase of the equipment. So they admit that the purchasing of the equipment was out the ordinary, if you can put it that way. You know, the funding was supposed to be for wheelchairs. But now what happened to the wheelchair? I mean, the people that need them, not receiving them. On page 12, Jeff, you know, all these challenges, and we've got them written down, it's very good, but we need time frames by when they're going to be addressed and solved. There's not one single time frame there. I think that's it. And if you do have jobs, I will certainly, if when this report goes to the ATC, I will certainly be calling for a debate in the House on this report. We definitely have to have a debate. Thank you, Ted. Those are my comments and suggestions. We don't know what you're asking.
Thank you very much, Kevin. So one needs maybe to say that the cordial and friendly conversations that we have actually with the CEOs and other members of staff at the end of the day taken good conducive conditions for discussion. Hence today we are having this kind of a report, because according to me, everyone in this complex, all the hospitals that we have visited, nothing has been hidden as to why and when and how. And second to that, Chair, I would like to say the relationship between us and provinces are determined in the context of a specific condition that is oversight in relation to parliamentary rules, not to the media report. Therefore, I don't think in relation to the media report, we can really erode some of the facts that we heard from those people who are on day-to-day activities in those hospitals. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we have examined the things objectively, and at the end of the day, we made a conclusion that has come out with this report. But I don't refute the statement of Honorable Waters of saying it, since we haven't completed the whole complex, we need to make or to take time so that we revisit other hospitals around there. Those are the things that I wanted to say. Not necessarily by saying the media should set up some rules for us to go and visit or to go and do an oversight. This is within the parliamentary rules. It is within the context of how we should operate in parliament. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm just introducing another element to this debate relating to how the committee perhaps responds to the state of health throughout the country. This particular visit was in response to a media article. But it's interesting that the ministry said afterwards that there was nothing exceptional about what is happening at these hospitals in the Eastern Cape. And the figures were comparable with figures that are in other hospitals in other parts of the country. And so this brings into mind two thoughts. One is there something that we should look at about the ways that dispensation is hampering health and preventing our being able to deliver good health services to the public. And also, it isn't necessarily correct that when there is oversight that people go to see the conditions, they have to be organized and planned ahead. So that you have problems like the emergency furnishing of a bed, a luxury duvet instead of empty beds. So these are, you know, what is the point of having this oversight if it's targeting one hospital and picking on the people for not doing it well, if you're not looking at it in a more general context? And you might say to me, well, for the virtue of us, you might say you do this as budget time. But I think the specific issues when we look at the problems in different hospitals may deserve a different kind of approach. And internal debating amongst ourselves about what the approach may change the status quo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this report is for us to see if what we have gone to do in the Eastern Cape is achievable. As a committee, what can we do from here out of this report? I do hear that there are some concerns about the waiting and other things. But we must bear in mind that there's nothing wrong in mentioning that this was an oversight issue, that it was clearly an oversight issue. And we can look at what we say maybe is a duplication of some other things and reconstruct the sentence to eliminate what was not supposed to be there. We appreciate the fact that it is noted that there can be an order for the dangers and the dangers. And we get the delivery of the dangers. Our system, when we are sitting here, how can we respond to that? Because the report didn't say that the purpose of the report was not to hide anything that it told us. That's what it told us, and it's not an Alexa. And we can't be sitting here and criticize ourselves because we've written everything that we have seen in this report. And for us to say, do we accept it, adopt it as it is? Because the difference here is just the waiting. Otherwise, we saw long queues and stated that the long queues were here. We saw a shortage of staff. The shortage of staff is reported here. We objectively stated that some people go there without receiving medicine from the pharmacy. And as a community, what is our next step? Because we need to submit a report in Parliament. This is true. We've done a good job. We've stated everything that did not satisfy us. Ours was not to say, to be asking whether when this was done, when this was not done, to try to align it to the public media. I know the media chamber, but it's not for us to be looking at when this thing happened, when this thing didn't happen. What we saw was, it is impressive, and we have to take it from there for the benefit of the community, for the benefit of the people in the community. We should be looking at how are these facilities linked to the hospital. Should we do our follow-up? Should we call the project and ask them about their referral system? What factors are not there to alleviate what caused what we saw at this hospital? And be positive about it, because the focus here is made to make sure that each and every member of the public receives public health to the optimal. And I think we should take that step from there. I don't know what motivation.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wish to agree with a number of you. I think here, indeed, said the kind of thing I wanted to say. I do wonderful parishioner that has been raised, especially with the thousands of prayer in hospital. Much of the intervention, and it's also said in the report, relates to what has changed the recommendations that the Green Thompson starting for that come up for what has been or has been implemented a change. Certainly, I think it could concern raised by a couple of workers with the garden, the data order, and the data delivery. I think the report indicates that intervention as a result of the Green Thompson report has actually resulted in an expedited implementing some of the things that ought to have been implemented a long time ago with association. That puts into my mind and has indicated in the report clearly illustrate why on the 20th of July stuff could be ordered and could be delivered the following day. Wasn't for that intervention and then certainly there would have been perhaps further delay. So one must be mindful of that chairperson. I think that I would want to say that one feels that the report is to an extent incomplete because it does not include the Port Elizabeth hospital complex. We haven't completed our oversight and we initially thought we would present a comprehensive report that will deal with all the hospital complexes in the Eastern Cape. And what we also said following our oversight visit, we would interrogate our and assess what came out of this oversight and then as the report also indicates saying interact with the meet with the departments of health to get a sense from them whether they are informed of the challenges and what extent have they developed plans to address these challenges. And certainly, as Commander Kuhl has indicated, that one would feel the job is completely done if those processes have been taken it hasn't, and certainly this report would be a report that one could call work in progress chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. So I don't know whether I understood the Honourable Walker when we said that before the report can be debated in Parliament, we need to make a follow-up of business to the hospital doctor in Canada and in Italy. But I agree with those who are saying, before we can debate this report in Parliament, we need to really call it with the doctor. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I also would agree with those who are saying before we even go to the change of industry, we must do the completion of our business. And I also think, Chair, we must also do an unannounced visit to the institution that we have visited so that we can tell how the process is and if they address the challenges that they resource.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I think we really want to congratulate especially for your defeat in reaching the report. That maybe I'll come back to some of the problems questions that we have. And let me look especially into the content of the report, especially the master. One of the issues I think we need to discuss with one package now and we give some summer food. Was this suggestion that our visitation to the Eastern Cape was because of the media report? I think that we said there and we got food in the day now, it was not because of the media report, but because of the plan that actually we ourselves have set up ourselves. And in fact, you will then see that in terms of one of those plans, and I think all of us here will remember, and I think one of the aspects we kept on raising was to what extent if you spend billions in the hospital, the celebration in 27 hospitals and in 2 million hospitals, what extent are these hospitals moving forward to their community? And it made this point that I'm sure it was leading to some of the debates. I think even the latter budget debate, I think that's the Honorable Mashiko. This was one of the issues that was affected. So it's not true. It may have been true to some, perhaps in the heat of what the media is reporting, to then have made this particular contract session. But our visitation was not necessarily because of what the media is reporting, but what we ourselves were actually saying. I really want to restate this issue once and for all. And I know it keeps on coming up, and I don't know, irrespective, I think that one made one must raise here, because irrespective of whether the media post, whether the media reported about the problem or we visited, the coincidence of time has not necessarily made to negate the fact that the visit was taken, did take place, and the liberation were then conducted, irrespective. So let's not use the media as a bit of stick. As part of the matter, let's use the special form and content, and here we're dealing with the content. The form part of it, for now, I think that's it. And I think I'd like therefore once again to restate the condition. And secondly, you see, the question here that was actually raised several times, and I think one of what has been raising this particular point. I think in terms of the shortages of staff and doctors, etc., Honorable Water says that we need a composite list of the shortages of posts for the optimal use. And I don't think necessarily that should really be the spokes in the wheels that we put in terms of the actual process. Fact of the matter, we should think it's interesting. That there are the shortages that are taking place. There are observations made by us in terms of addressing this issue. There are also observations that you made not only for the history issue, equally before and after. The fact that some of the shortages are not necessarily unique only to the Eastern Cape, only to South Africa, but these are the shortages facing the world in terms of the shortages of health supplements, which is really the issue. But there were some of them that were to ourselves were sort of unacceptable. For instance, in one instance where a nurse with excess water, and we ourselves make observations that those things actually are a demotivation to our health professionals. And I think for us, and I think it's reported somewhere in this report here, our main content and approach in actually this is to ensure that we improve conditions. We are not there to wait and try over problems. We are there to actually determine to what extent are we actually able to put our shoulders on the wheel to push this work on to a better health system. And I think for us, I think this is the most important area here to raise. I think it's very mundane, I think, for me to respond in the discussion about the cutting of the tree and whether it was a media report or not. I think it's indeed for me a very mundane point. But never will recall that it was you were entering the complex itself. And one of the issues the CEO raised about this particular tree was about the security of the water, not about the report and all other material material issues. Yeah. It was about the security and the water. That tree was so huge that even any danger to the system to health supplement could have been a bigger problem. And we saw now what happened in Pulukwan around the particular issue of need for the joy of our customers. He should want to perform us. And the true will get ready, but he should pass the thing. And whether it's easier to report or not, it's not the case. The issue at hand, this particular tree, was actually a danger to the security of our health economy. And so we, members of Parliament of this committee, have an interest in ensuring that we address this particular point. There's a point raised here on, I think, on our reporter, where in the labor work has been increased. And he says that, and that again, that was after the media report and all those things. I really don't want to belabor the point here. But members will remember, especially around this question of the debate, one of the things we must also take note of about Nkata's complex, there was no media report about Nkata. In fact, it's one of the top hospitals in the country. I mean, it's one of those which has been escalated. I mean, very few you can go in because of here or to some of the top hospitals even here, the private hospital, where you find such a the top of the rainbow system. And the CEO there, acting CEO, indicated to us that part of the reason for them to put this today was to ensure that they actually equal the challenges of the private hospital. In fact, we are saying our their own long-term plan is not just about the today, also to manage the today with the heading. It's also to ensure that each room has a full television, both facing this side, so that the patient can still feel the same comfort that they are facing in the private hospital. Again, I really want to say whether any media report or not, again, I'm not sure. I know there was no media report about it, but there is another thing. And I think for us, the key thing here is that those with this were to ensure that the hospital is just facing some of these most important areas here. The point that also has been raised here about the area that is actually being highlighted, I think it's in the report on the I think it was around the question of the skill bonds, am I right? Yeah. That has actually been reported, I can't remember which page it was. Again, I think that point here, I think with regards to the skill bond, was a matter that was discussed several times by us in particular. Especially also the question of the matter of how to address some of the problems with regards to this particular issue. And members will record in this regard as well. I'm just trying to look into this particular issue of the syndrome. That's why what I'm saying, the doctors need running the report over the syndrome. That made it clear, but it was very clear to the contract. They were prepared at the left of the syndrome. And there were many factors that were attributable. You can't speak on among others, among the things that could be done to alleviate this one. The question of the intake, the staffing is a part of it, the feeling of the staff itself, and the number of people that are coming to raise and for this after the accident. And I think if my memory is very good in this regard, I think there was a doctor there who then made the presentation of Dr. Wood, Dr. Poon, D-O-O-N. Dr. Poon, he will make a specific reference in fact, we requested this report be attached here. And he has actually enumerated the number of reasons for the skill bond in this report. In fact, he was saying some of them are about the health challenges the country faces that results in some of those people. One issue problem, HIV challenges. And I think even the weight that was there, you make a number of challenges that were there. And I don't know why to do it, but I can't forget. That is very important aspect that Dr. Poon, as well as important. And I think that was reported by Dr. Poon. This is not something that we ourselves appointed as a professional to serve. Rate particular point and actually articulated as the richness thereof. Then the same page number 10, I think, that pointed Roman 3, as much as the feeling is never ended, never going to have effect on this regard. Because the lack of faith does operate such equipment. And I think I'm just trying to understand the logic. The first Roman, it was a question of the staffing, and then the question of the equipment being designated. But equally, that part of whatever it is, if you have that equipment, equally, the master still staff to operate such equipment. I'm sure some of us in the Christian case, we actually saw how advanced some of those equipment were. And I think that was the point I think that we are in to actually address here. The other point, responding to the question from the committee member of the equipment that has been ordered, the daughter would have that to indicate that the equipment that also has been ordered long time ago before the story came out. In fact, they even said some of them came in March. Some in April, they put the date to us in that meeting. And I think, it's very much important when we make this correct to be very clear that you will therefore see the Congress here, the members here, that, for instance, on page 12, the point that is being raised, and I want us to read this point very carefully and understand it. Romans 3 on page 12 says, all equipment were ordered on the 20th and delivered on the 27th. But if you read that in conjunction with Romans 4, it says this funding of this equipment was taken from the money